Controversial mine near Southeast Alaska's border won approval from Canada's federal government on Friday. That worries critics who say the development could pollute salmon-bearing rivers. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Kerr Sulphurates Mitchell Project's Environmental Protection Plan got the okay from Canada's Ministry of the Environment. The project, known as the KSM, is in northwest British Columbia, northeast of Ketchikan, and east of Wrangell. Brent Murphy of mine owner Seabridge Gold says the federal action is an important step.
Well, it means that the project can proceed, that we've received both the provincial and federal Canadian government's approval. So essentially it's an approval in principle, and now we move forward into the permitting phase.
He says the project has about 100 of the 150 permits it needs. It's also seeking investors to develop the proposed $5.3 billion mine. The KSM is a copper, gold, and silver deposit upstream of two rivers that enter the ocean within about 50 miles of Ketchikan. Fisheries, tribal, and environmental groups in southeast Alaska oppose development. They say the mine would pollute those rivers and harm salmon and those who eat them. Canada's action disturbs Kerry James, who co-chairs Southeast's United Tribal Transboundary Mining Working Group.
I'm just, you know, really disappointed in the decision. It doesn't surprise me, and we're not going to stop. We're going to keep fighting, and we can't stop.
Opponents are asking the Obama administration to pressure Canada to use more stringent permitting standards. They're also pressing British Columbia to give the project a higher level of review. Right now, the KSM is an isolated work camp near exploratory drilling sites. Murphy of Seabridge Gold says construction won't start till it gets more permits and substantial financial backing.
The next big regulatory challenge will be the Mines Act permit for the mine site, and that's the permit that's required, that we require in order to start construction on our water storage dam and all the associated water management structures.
The next big step would be a permit for its tailings storage facility. That would include dams to hold back rock left over from processing ore. Those dams are a key area of concern for opponents in Alaska. James of the Tribal Working Group points to August's massive tailings dam break at the Mount Polley mine in central British Columbia.
It's been called one of Canada's worst environmental disasters. And the Mount Polley failure was a wake-up call for us. And, you know, we can't let Alaska waters be polluted by BC mine waste.
Seabridge Gold says its tailings dams will use a different structure than Mount Polley's. Critics say they're still worried about breaks spilling toxic metals and water. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.